Where did it go? And good morning, everyone. Welcome into Morning Invest. On today's show, we've got a huge show. You know, you would think this would be the holiday time and everyone would be home relaxing and we wouldn't be talking about all of these, this legislative jockeying at the last minute before the end of the year. But here we are, and we've got some major stimulus news to talk about today, as well as National Defense Authorization Act. What's going on with President Trump? He's launched a few missiles over at Mitch McConnell to Turtle Boy's way. We will get to that and more on the show today. Also, the Federal Reserve extends its lending program for stimulus. So, hey, big businesses are being taken care of while you are being screwed once again. No surprise there. Also, New York steps in and does something really incredible on the eviction front. We'll tell you what it is and whether or not the rest of the country will follow suit. We're going to talk about student loan debt today and why this could be at the top of President-elect Biden's agenda when he takes office. There is a new bill, a new proposal that is out now, and it's going to try to force the hands of President-elect Biden to wipe away all student loan debt. That is exciting. We'll tell you all about that on the show. Hey, if you're new here, this is the only progressive business morning show with an awesome audience where we get to interact. I get to welcome everyone here. Becky is here. Becky Medvets is here. Carla Conroy is here. Michelle Brown is here. Darren Watson. Nice to see all of you. We do this show every morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time. So before we get to the news, hey, Shirley Bland, good to see you. By the way, if you are new here, I'd love to see you guys adding little avatar pictures of yourself. That way we can feature you right here on the screen. See, like Ashley Jackson, good morning. So just in your YouTube account, add a picture of yourself. That way we can see your pretty face. See, Cy Whitworth, I just don't want to see. I want to see your face. All right, Cy? So tomorrow, Cy, for the show, I want you to have a picture of yourself. Also, before we get to the news, I do want to tell you, John Christopher Super Chat says, what's the difference between the dog squeaking a toy and this McConnell bill, McConnell squeaking and Trump birthing to be distractions? Good question, I guess. Before we get to the news, I do want to tell you about our newsletter. It's totally free. We had a record number of people sign up for the newsletter yesterday. So I would love for you to sign up. It's very simple to do. Go to morninginvest.com. Go to morninginvest.com right now, totally free. It's delivered to your inbox first thing in the morning. We put a lot of work into it, so I'm up pretty early, and Natalie and I, we spend a lot of time writing the newsletter in the morning to bring you up to speed on some of the most important news for you and your family first thing in the morning. It's about five or six stories, and you can read it in about 5 minutes. So just go to morninginvest.com. And also, if you refer friends, you get free stuff like mugs, and we're going to be giving away our hoodies and sweatshirts and all that stuff. So just sign up for free to take advantage of that. All right, let's get to the news now, and I want to bring you up to date on the stimulus drama as it's unfolding. So let me just set the stage. Later this afternoon, I'll probably be back. I will probably be, that's hard to say five times fast. I will probably be back this afternoon as the Senate comes back into session at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And what they're going to take up this afternoon are stimulus checks and the overriding veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. Now, Bernie Sanders is set to burn the place down. He does not and will not allow them to take up this veto vote. He's holding that hostage until they bring up a clean $2,000 stimulus bill that was passed in the House for consideration. That's what he's doing right now. And President Trump came out yesterday after Mitch McConnell objected to that move. So yesterday, if you were watching us live, you know that what happened was Chuck Schumer brought a clean bill to the floor, and so did Bernie Sanders, for a vote, asked them to be considering this for a vote. They didn't. Mitch McConnell said, I object, Madam President, I object. And that was it. It stopped. And then President Trump went on a tweet tirade against weak GOP leadership. I loved watching this unfold yesterday. I don't know how many people got this chance to see this. Let me see. Here's Trump calling it a death wish. Unless Republicans have a death wish, and it's also the right thing to do, they must approve the $2,000 payments ASAP. $600 is not enough. Also, get rid of Section 230. Don't let big tech steal our country. And don't let the Democrats steal the presidential election. And I love baked goods. And I like a good cheeseburger. It's like he just kept like shoving stuff in there. Also, get rid of Section 230. Also, I watched Wonder Woman 1984, and it was okay. And also, don't let big tech steal our country. So he was, of course, retweeting the fact that these weak-kneed politicians, McConnell, is weak and should not be allowed to pass this bill, and should not be allowed to go home and do anything until they actually get this stimulus package passed, $2,000 or more. Thank you so much. Oh, my little girl brought me a birthday present. Okay,
chocolate.
It's chocolate. Okay, I appreciate it. It's chocolate. My birthday is tomorrow, but thank you. She doesn't care that I'm. She's a 4-year-old. She doesn't care that I'm doing a show. It's the way it works around here. I've got a dog and a 4-year-old. Thank you. Love you. So anyway, President Trump saying, I absolutely will not stand by and watch this happen. I'm going to keep tweeting. I'm going to keep telling you how this is not enough. $2,000 for our great people, not $600. They have suffered enough from the China virus. He also says that Loeffler, Perdue support increasing relief payments to $2,000. These are, of course, the Georgia senators who are running on the Republican side for re-election. He says Republicans must support the $2,000 payments and must fight the crooked presidential election. We won big. David Perdue also came out, and now he supports that. President Trump is right. I support this push for $2,000 in direct relief for the American people.
Wait, how come he didn't? So both, he didn't add that he also supports the election stuff. He just left that out.
Exactly. He just left that hanging.
Not getting on that train.
Which is, I will support the 2000, but yeah, the election stuff, I'm going to leave that go. Not going to mention that stuff. And that's really the battle line that's been drawn right now between Mitch McConnell. There's lots of questions this morning as to whether or not Mitch McConnell, why he didn't support President Trump enough. Why he didn't throw more support on the Senate side and allow them to pass large stimulus checks before the election. Why did Mitch McConnell hold that up? Why did he encourage the president not to pass stimulus checks when we know the direct result of having passed those stimulus checks actually would have led to probably more votes for President Trump? We saw the data. So Mitch McConnell yesterday objected to a clean version of this bill hitting the Senate floor. Bernie Sanders then right afterwards was lit up, fired up about this entire process. And here he is speaking about that issue.
As you know, the Senate Majority Leader is now combining the $2,000 stimulus checks with two of President Trump's other demands, a repeal of internet regulations and a voter fraud investigation, even though there wasn't any widespread voter fraud in this presidential election we just had. What does that mean for millions of struggling Americans hoping for these bigger checks?
Well, look, Jim, there is a level of economic desperation in this country right now that we have not seen in our lifetimes. I mean, that's just the simple, painful truth. And that means that there are people by the millions who are worried about being evicted, thrown out onto the streets in the midst of this terrible, horrific pandemic. People don't have the money to go to a doctor. And we're seeing a record level of hunger in America now, where families are unable to feed their kids. That's the reality. Now, the House last night did the right thing. And what they did do is we fought hard to get a direct payment in the original bill, the $600 payment. That's not enough. We wanted more. And what the House did is they raised that to $2,000. What must happen now in the Senate, what I'm fighting for, is to make sure that that clean bill, the bill that was passed in the House, comes to the Senate. We voted up or down. And frankly, between you and me, I think we have the votes to pass it. That's what the American people want.
So he thinks they have the votes to pass it. And I think he's right. Senator Josh Hawley, just a short time ago on the Republican side, says that he agrees with it as well on the Republican side. He says, I will not consent to a vote on this bad defense bill, which should stay vetoed unless the Senate votes on $2,000 COVID relief for working people. I mean, do you realize how big that is? They're not like he's fine. He's a Republican and he's fine with allowing this veto vote on the defense bill with troops. You're like, I mean, you know, think about how much Washington loves our defense contractors and pretending to be patriotic. And this is money for the troops. Pay raises for the troops, which, yes, is included in this. But he's a Republican saying, yeah, I'm fine. to wait on this. I agree with Senator Sanders. Let's not bring it for a vote. I'm going to hold this hostage. We'll be here through the new year until we get a vote on $2,000 stimulus checks. I mean, do you realize how big that is? And then he further goes on to say in his tweets that we have the support. Senator Loeffler, Senator Perdue are both in for the $2,000 checks. We've got the votes. Let's vote today, he says. Let's vote today. So he's calling for this. But Mitch McConnell objected. And now at 3 o'clock Eastern time, we will see if Mitch McConnell has been moved in any one direction or not based on the pressure that he's feeling. Look, David Perdue flew to Florida to play golf with President Trump and convince him to pass the stimulus check bill, the $600 plan. Begged him to do it. So did Lindsey Graham. Senator Lindsey Graham also supports this $2,000 plan. There's growing numbers of Republicans that are in support of this. But Mitch McConnell pulled a fast one yesterday. So what Mitch McConnell did is created a new stimulus proposal. So if you look at the title of my video, it is true. Mitch McConnell's new $2,000 stimulus checks bill. He created something new with new legislation last night and combined the $2,000 stimulus checks with the repeal of Section 230, which would give big tech companies, you know, a lot of leniency for copyright, for censorship, etc. So he lumped it together, which is exactly what President Trump had mentioned the other day would happen, right? He said, let's get more checks, let's repeal Section 230, and let's look at the election fraud. So that's what Mitch McConnell did. All in one bill. $2,000 checks. He would remove the $600, put it up to $2,000. That's a new bill from Mitch McConnell. Look at the legislation for repealing Section 230. And then also form a committee to study the election and election fraud. There's just one problem with this. And does anyone know what the term blue slipping means? Let me know in the comments section. Let me see if anyone can get it. Ralph Ray says, there you go, slamming my cousin Mitch. I hope he's not your cousin. Turtle boy. I hope Mitch McConnell's not your... Does anyone know what a blue slip is? Blue slipping. This is a, I had to learn this back in college about the legislative process.
My guess.
But blue slipping, go ahead.
I was going to say, my guess is Elvis Presley in his blue suede shoes, like walking on ice.
No, but good guess. Good guess. Well, actually, no, it's not a good guess. Oh. Pretty terrible guess. no, it's, Anybody coming up with it? Let me see if there's anyone in the chat can get this correct. Bottom line is, just go back to high school civics classes, okay? The House of Representatives is the...
Danielle okay, saying, putting in legislation that's unpopular?
kind of. Not really. I mean, there's a lot of things that are unpopular. So almost every piece of legislation Congress passes would have blue slip to it. No, the blue slipping process refers to the way in which we are allowed to have revenue spending bills in the United States. Revenue bills, that means money being spent, has to come from the House of Representatives under the Constitution. All revenue bills must generate from the House of Representatives. So Mitch McConnell knows this, unless he's suddenly lost his mind as Senate Majority Leader. He put something together which is constitutionally unable to pass. It's impossible. Like, it cannot pass under the Constitution. The Supreme Court would strike it down. It can't pass. So is he just doing this for PR purposes? Here's what he did. Here's the legislation. Section 1 would increase the 2020 revenue rebates. In general, Section 642A of the Internal Revenue Code, as added by COVID-related tax relief, is amended. So we're going to strike $600 and insert $2,000 in the legislation. Well, guess what? Unfortunately, under the law, you simply can't do that. You cannot technically amend IRS tax code that comes from the House of Representatives. It immediately can't work. So your little draft legislation dog and pony show was simply that, was a dog and pony show. So the only way for this to pass is for it to be a standalone bill. It has to be the House bill that they brought over. You cannot amend the IRS tax code. You don't have the authority. Did you not know that, Mitch? Or are you hoping the American people are too stupid? It's infuriating. You're just like toying with us now. You've never once in your life been able to amend the IRS tax code. Why in the hell did you put that in legislation yesterday? You are not allowed to do that. Chuck Schumer immediately blocked it because you can't bring it for a vote. It is illegal under the Constitution. So don't look at Mitch, don't look at Chuck Schumer today and be like, hey, I heard he blocked that. Yeah, he did, but he had no choice. And if he didn't block it, the Supreme Court would have. They would have tossed it out immediately under the Constitution. So what does he have to do? He has to bring a clean bill to the floor. And that's exactly what Senator Sanders is talking about.
And Senator Sanders, President Trump tweeted today that unless Republicans, quote, have a death wish, they should approve the $2,000 payments ASAP, although, of course, he's attached these other demands to that. Do you fear that these repeated attacks coming from the president could torpedo his own push, a push that you support?
Well, you know, as somebody who disagrees with Trump on everything, I got to say he's right on the need for this $2,000 check. And I hope the Republican leadership listens to him. And the other issues that are out there, do you think, Jim, that all over America people are saying, my God, we have to repeal Section 230 of the 1996 Telecommunications Act? My God, that is a major national priority. Nobody even knows what that is. And the other thing about voter fraud, you know, Trump keeps talking about how he won the election. Nobody in their right mind believes that. He lost the election. We can separate those issues. Do we want to take a look at Section 230? It's an important issue. Yeah, we should. There's a way to do that. Not now. How do we create elections so that everybody can find it more easily, can more easily vote? We do away with voter suppression. There are issues out there. We can discuss it. But right now, the issue on everybody's mind is, how do I survive? How do I feed my kids? How do I not get evicted? So what we have got to do is just demand that McConnell bring forth a clean House bill. The House did it. By the way, they did it in a bipartisan way. I think there were 46 Republicans who voted for it. Bring it to the floor. I can't guarantee that it's going to win in the Senate. We need 60 votes. I think we got a damn good shot to win it. Bring it to the floor for a vote, Mitch. That's what democracy is about. That's what our job is, to vote these things up or down. Let's get that vote.
And I know you're trying to put some pressure on this.
Can you do it? So today at 3 p.m., the Senate will reconvene. I will be live covering that this afternoon. Mitch McConnell just, we just saw Mitch McConnell just moments ago leaving the Capitol building. And I'm not sure if he is going to, it's really going to be up to Mitch Turtle Boy to see if we can get this legislation through or not. I mean, this is some exclusive footage we're just getting in here.
Is that Clinton watching him back
there? I think it's amazing. Yeah.
Hillary looks like her.
It's amazing that he's even able to move that quickly. I mean, I just so stunned at this. This is, again, exclusive footage of Mitch McConnell trying to race himself back to the ocean to hide from people. I was, of course, you know, we were covering this story live last night here on the show, and I swear to God, I looked at my wife. I said, you got to be kidding me. This scumbag. You know, I got in trouble once when I was live on television on Fox. I called Mark Zuckerberg a scumbag. I heard from my bosses, we don't use that word. We can't, you know. I said, oh, okay, I didn't realize we couldn't, but now that I run my own network and my own show, I'm calling Mitch McConnell a scumbag, a heartless scumbag, bought and sold by big oil, big gas companies, doesn't give a rat's ass about you. And he puts his hand up yesterday and objects to an up or down vote on this $2,000 stimulus. Why? Well, according to sources, he doesn't want to split Republicans. He doesn't want to split his caucus. He wants a unified front against this type of spending. Now they're suddenly concerned about this type of spending. Senator Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania, one of these people, again, speaking yesterday, thinks that, no, I don't think we should do a standalone up or down vote on this. You know, I agree with Mitch McConnell on this. Here's a guy who is not running for re-election. He cares more about pumping money to big fracking companies in Pennsylvania and other places rather than taking care of the American people. Here's Senator from my home state of Pennsylvania screwing over the American people.
I want to get your reaction to the president's latest tweet. He said, unless Republicans have a death wish, and it is also the right thing to do, they must approve the $2,000 payments ASAP. $600 is not enough. What do you think? What's your response? Yeah, I notice you're in the. There are five Republican senators that have come out in favor of increasing the payment from $600 to $2,000, but you are among the. That's five Republican senators. You're among the 47 Republican senators that have not.
Well, that's right, Jake, and I'm not going to because I think it's a very bad idea. I mean,
it is really bad idea to give money to the American people who are suffering right now. And again, here we go. I guarantee you this is going to be the old attack line right now that Republicans are loving to use, which is, well, it's not targeted enough. And these people might not have lost income, so we shouldn't give them money. But it's okay for me to throw billions of dollars at fracking companies and all of these big defense contracts and all of these big businesses that I oversaw as senator pumping billions of dollars to these companies in Wall Street. But for the American people that are suffering, now can't do that for you. I'm here in my nice cushy office, my nice Senate office, which as David and I were talking about the other day, they receive upwards of $30,000 to furnish their nice cushy office in the Senate. How about this? Why don't we remove your salary, Senator Toomey? Get rid of your salary, funnel that to the American people. Well, you just voted for yourself to get a pay raise. And better increases in healthcare in Congress. As part of this stimulus package, you guys voted to give yourselves better healthcare.
Another 5 million, I believe it was, right?
Yeah. They already have 4.7 million. They doubled the amount of healthcare for themselves during a pandemic. So I don't think this is a good idea for the American people.
Let's be clear about what we're talking about here.
Okay, let's be clear. So you tell me your BS side of it, and then I'll tell you how. We'll be clear about it.
We're talking about sending checks, the vast majority of which will be going to people who've had no loss of income whatsoever.
Not true. Not true. How are you testing that, by the way? Because when we catalog this at the federal level, it doesn't show those people who are still employed but have had their hours cut. Do you know how many Pennsylvanians have had their hours cut, or they are frontline workers and they're being asked to do God's work right now and go out there on the front lines and endanger themselves? No hazard pay? You couldn't even come up with hazard pay, but you can give yourselves a pay raise. You can give yourselves increased health care. When millions of Americans can't pay their medical bills and are now basically going to have to file for bankruptcy. Yeah, they've kept their job with reduced hours. How many of you watching right now in the chat, let me know, are you still employed but you've lost hours? And would this $2,000 help you? Yes or no? Let me know in the chat.
That's just a fact. How does that make any sense at all? Oh, and by the way, when you bring this direct payment up to $2,000, the total cost is almost two-thirds of $1 trillion. It's over $600 billion, the vast majority of which will go to people who had no lost income whatsoever.
Oh my God. You're really saying $600 billion this would cost us? But you just voted for a $740 billion defense bill that lines the pockets of defense contractors, keeps us in perpetual wars around the world?
Defense contractors that have lost no money during any of this, they haven't lost any wages or any...
No, they haven't. And they've been subsidized, right? Even like time off, paid time off. So you're okay. Like if you're sitting around hanging out with your uncle this weekend, because you're home for the holidays, and you got an uncle that's like, you know what? There's no way... How would we pay for that, Sandy? How could we possibly pay for people to get $2,000 stimulus checks? You could say, I got an idea. How about we cut some of the billions of dollars that we send to all of these foreign governments and defense contractors and building bases, 900 of them around the world for no reason? How about that?
Let's cut their base salary.
So he's like, right. So I can't handle $600 billion, but you were okay to send out $5 trillion for big businesses. You were fine to do that for Wall Street.
You know, this makes no sense. We're in a very different place today than we were back in March. And it was of dubious merit back in March. But then at least you could make the case that we actually had no economy. We had so completely shut down the economy that we were looking to send money as a substitute for the economy. Now, we've got a very different situation. The economy grew at 33% last quarter. We've got very acute problems within certain employment groups, right? People who work for restaurants and hotels and travel and entertainment, devastated.
Yeah, so let's not send them money then, right? Natalie Chavez says, yeah, I lost my job in a pandemic as I struggle. I'm a mom of four. So let's not help these people then, Pat.
But we do not have a global macro economic depression underway at all. So it makes no sense to be sending this out to everybody who has a pulse. Oh, by the way, you actually don't need a pulse. Anyone who died this year, dead people are going to get the checks too. I wonder if it's enough stimulus for them. I mean, that's how ridiculous this is.
Well, you know, I guess I have a couple questions for you. One in policy.
I was going to say, it's also ridiculous that he's saying that in the same breath. But the thing is, the people that need it the most aren't going to get it anyway. They didn't get the first round. The people that need this the most aren't getting it.
Mm-hmm. Right. As we talked about on the show yesterday, when you were asking us, hey, when would we get our stimulus checks? As you know, if you make less than $20,000 a year, those people that are unbanked, that do not have a bank account, that really American government, since you don't file taxes, they don't even really know where you are. And so those people got stimulus checks, but most of these people didn't even know they got these checks in the mail because they might have moved. They might have been evicted from their previous place of living. So they had like the millions of stimulus checks were sent out to people they never received. Breaks my heart. So those people that are going to receive these paper checks in a few weeks, $600, they're not even probably going to get it. And that's what happened in the first round. These people that don't have a bank account are in the margins in our society, don't pay taxes. The people that need it the most, David's right, they're not going to get it. You know, fortunately, there's a silver lining in all of this is that we just had the census, right? People knocking on doors, trying to at least get answers to where people live in this country. So at least the census has some updated information and which could hopefully help some of these hardest hit Americans get the money they need, you know, this time around. But his like blathering about the fact that, you know, the hardest hit, they've been devastated, the restaurant industry, et cetera. So you shouldn't send them $2,000. They're going to get $600. And oh, and by the way, you're going to cut their unemployment down to 300 instead of 600. You heartless SOB.
Seeing one procedure on the policy level, you would agree that there are still millions of Americans suffering, people who have lost their jobs, who have lost income, yeah, who do need help. What would be a better way to help those people? I mean, you've seen the lines at the food banks over Pennsylvania, yeah. I'm sure.
So, Jake, that's where we should be targeting. And so a lot of the bill that we voted for overwhelmingly does, in fact, target those very people. It's PPP loans, right, which are really grants to small businesses, provided that they keep their workforce employed. So people...
Those people have already lost their jobs. They're out of business. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Senator Toomey? You make no friggin' sense. It's targeted to those small businesses that will then keep people employed. Great. What about the 100,000 businesses in the United States that have shut down? And so, like one of our audience members just now who said that she lost her job, mother of four. Gone. Job's gone. They're not hiring her back. What about them? So your highly targeted garbage is not working.
Well, over 100,000 small businesses have closed.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, the 100,000 businesses have closed. They're gone. They're not. How does it help them then to keep people on payroll? Oh, and by the way, I guess it's like the Omni Group yesterday that we talked about, right? The Omni Group received those PPP loans that you authorized. Millions of dollars in PPP loans, did you, Senator Toomey, to the Omni Group hotels, and they didn't pay their workers. All of those fracking companies that you supported, Senator Toomey, up there in the state of Pennsylvania, didn't, weren't used to keep workers. It was, in fact, used to buy up other businesses that were going bankrupt by you and Senator Ted Cruz and pushing this to these fracking companies who donate millions of dollars to you and your campaigns. You know, Pennsylvania is a big fracking state. Ina Damon says, my business is now closed. Also, I was a business owner, very proud one, but now I'm basically begging for food. How would a PPP loan have affected you? How would it have affected your workers? If you were able to get access to it, remember it ran out when all of these big businesses actually took a lot of the money out of the system. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Please subscribe to the channel if you're new here. Right down here, we've got a little Santa hat right here. It's very easy to do. Just tap the little Santa hat and subscribe. We're the only progressive morning news show that covers these types of issues for you and your family. You're not going to hear the mainstream media talking about Medicare for All. You're not going to hear them talking about free public college. You're not going to hear them talking about these nuanced pieces of this stimulus bill. They're going to have guests on like Senator Pat Toomey. They're not going to push him on that question. Like Jake Tapper doesn't even push him even more deeply on that point. If I were interviewing him, I would have.
Have a job because of that money. Who would otherwise not have a job? There's a plus up in unemployment benefits for people who are actually unemployed. There's an expansion of the eligibility for unemployment benefits to include people like the self-employed and gig workers who've historically not qualified. Those kinds of things make a lot of sense. And we could have a debate and a discussion about whether we should do even more for those things. But when you're talking about the two-income couple who, let's say they both happen to work for the federal government among the 2 million people who do, they've never had even an interruption in their income. They've had no lost income at all. And if they've got two kids, we're going to send them $8,000 of money we don't have? That just doesn't make sense.
Okay, so that's the policy question, the procedure.
But again, it's okay for us to send billions of dollars of taxpayer money to big businesses, corporations, and special interests. So I love that he uses an example of a federal worker who has not lost their job and has two kids at home. He uses the most extreme example of this. And by the way, it would be targeted based on how much income you have. So if a family, if you had made more than $75,000, you wouldn't receive $2,000. It would affect those who are in poverty. It would affect those who've had their hours cut. It would affect families who have been really, really hurt by this. That's who it would affect, Senator.
You know, and what
Bernie
happened
Sanders
to Jake
was
Tapper?
Asked about...
I remember Jake Tapper, what put Jake Tapper on the map was that time that he questioned Obama about the Anwar al-Awlaki assassination. And he pushed and pushed and pushed, and then shortly after that, he had his own show, and now he just softballs everybody.
Well, because you want to have these guests on your show. And someone was just asking me in the chat, I'd love to have you, Clayton, interviewing, Senator Toomey. And I've interviewed Senator Toomey countless times when I was a news anchor. I've interviewed Bernie Sanders. I've interviewed President Trump, dozens and dozens of times. And the problem is that when you're in this environment where you want to have these guys on your show, then you don't want them railroaded, right? So it's who wants to come back on your show if they know they're walking into a bear trap every time, right? Because I would have asked those tough questions of Senator Toomey if he was here right now. He'd probably never come back as a guest, but that's the problem. If you're CNN, you want to have Pat Toomey on a regular schedule coming on your shows, And that's the problem. So they ask a slightly tough question, but they want to just kind of keep it middle of the road. That's how this goes.
Yeah, and look at people like Ed Schultz and Cenk Uygur from the Young Turks, the people that actually were asking hard questions. And Ed Schultz, he just talked more about Bernie. He was a Bernie supporter, and they lost their jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what happens. So, I mean, I would have, if I were like that, if I was like that, where I'm just like, we have a guest on and I just go after him viciously, that guest is never going to come back on. And these networks make their money by having big name guests like that. Do you think President Trump's going to show up if you just take him to task every night? No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. That's the problem. But thank you for supporting independent media. Like, if you're watching this show and you subscribe to this channel, you're supporting independent media. I'm not bought and sold by the billionaires that run CNN and all these big television companies. We get to call attention to the stories outside of the way that the mainstream media lies to you, by the way. Here's an example of how the mainstream media lies to you. Here's CNN. So let me just say this, right? Bernie Sanders has been pushing for almost a year now for $2,000 stimulus checks, okay? He and other Democrats, Ed Markey and Kamala Harris, have been calling for $2,000 in stimulus money. So now that the way that the, because the mainstream media hates Bernie Sanders. He's too progressive for them. They hate Bernie Sanders. They only like him in context when it drives clicks, right? So here you go. Here's just one example yesterday of the mainstream media lying to you or framing it in such a way. This was the CNN headline. Sanders explains why he agrees with Trump on stimulus checks. Oh, this is Trump's idea? Sanders explains why he agrees with Trump. That's how they frame it. Oh, here's Yahoo Finance, another big media company you can trust. Push for 2,000 stimulus payments finds Trump on same side as Bernie Sanders.
Really? And the American people? Maybe throw that in there?
Right. I love that. And they, you know, headlines, man, Trump and Bernie are teaming up. No. Bernie has been calling for this for months. Trump at the last minute sees an opportunity to needle Mitch McConnell. He doesn't give a rat's behind about you. How many people watching right now, let me know in the chat, do you legitimately think that President Trump cares about you? This is all about politics and throwing Turtle Boy under the bus for not supporting his effort to overturn the election. He's furious at Mitch McConnell. He's furious at the Senate leadership for not giving him more support. He hates it that they are certifying the election results. He's distancing himself from Mike Pence. He does not support Turtle Boy. That's all this is. He does not give a rat's behind about you. But yeah, if you read the mainstream media, it's Sanders explains why he agrees with Trump on stimulus checks. Yeah, really?
Situation. I just want to mention this to you. In the last hour, the number two Senate Democrat, your colleague Dick Durbin, told me he disagrees with your plan to block the vote to override the president's defense bill veto until Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell allows a vote on these stimulus checks. That's what you're pushing for. How do you respond to Senator Durbin? He doesn't agree with you on this.
Well, Dick and I are old friends, and we'll have our disagreements. And if Dick has a better way, a better approach to put pressure on the Republican leadership to pass legislation which provides $2,000 for every working class adult in this country, I'm all ears. I have not heard that from Dick or from anybody else.
Do you have other Senate Democrats who are supporting you?
Oh, of course we do. Ed Markey was on the floor with me. We have a number of them. The overwhelming majority of the American people, well, of Democrats, certainly want to get the opportunity to vote for this $2,000 check. That's where the Democrats are, including Durbin. And I think waiting a few more days to pass the defense bill, which, you know, eventually there will be an override of Trump's veto, we can do that. But right now, the focus has got to be on getting those absolutely emergency survival checks out to people.
And even if the Senate Majority Leader allowed a straight vote, Democrats would need some 12 Republicans to join them. Do you think you can even get there?
I think there's a chance. I mean, I wouldn't bet, you know, the whole farm on it. Right now, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there are at least 5 Republicans who have indicated support for a $2,000 check. Others are, you know, indicating that they would be interested in doing it. So I think there is a shot that we can win this thing.
And Senator, watch how Senate Republican Pat Toomey explained his opposition.
So here he is. I want to get this response. So Pat Toomey, of course, we just played you his sound with Jake Tapper. Here's how he describes his opposition. And Bernie Sanders' response is golden.
To increasing those stimulus checks. Take a listen.
We do not have a global macroeconomic depression underway at all. So it makes no sense to be sending this out to everybody who has a pulse.
What do you make of that argument?
Well, I don't know, you know, Pat talking about a global macro economic crisis, maybe you should talk to the people in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia and learn about the difficulties that they are having feeding their kids or paying the rent or going to the doctor, the kind of debt that they are accumulating and paying off 20% interest rates on their credit cards by accumulating this debt. Here's the simple truth. No one can deny it. People are hurting in an unprecedented way. Working class today is in more desperation than at any time since the Great Depression. And we have got to provide help, and we've got to do it right now.
Well, there's no question that people are hurting.
That's a brutal takedown. Hey, maybe Pat Toomey just didn't hang out in his cloistered office in Washington, D.C. and actually got out and spoke to members of his constituents out in Pittsburgh, out in Philadelphia, out in Scranton, out in Harrisburg, Latrobe, Pennsylvania, all over my home state. Brutal right now. And indoor dining shut down again. So restaurants, are through no fault of their own are shut. And what are they to do about it? Nothing. They can't do anything about it. And they're not getting money to be able to take care of their people. And, you know, being asked to send out $2,000 stimulus checks is not insignificant. It's incredibly important for people to be able to pay off some of this back debt, be able to pay off some of these bills, put food on the table for a family of four or less, help these people for crying out loud. New York is helping people on the eviction front. Yeah, they managed to actually put an eviction ban into place until May. It's only temporary, but good for the state of New York. But it shouldn't have to be the state pulling this off. It should be the federal government. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed late Monday, placing a moratorium on residential evictions until May 1st for tenants who endured a COVID-related hardship. The tenants must show documentation explaining their situation for evictions. Landlords can still evict people who don't show that documentation. So they have to show that hardship.
Now, I have a question about
that. That's an important piece of this. Yeah.
So a lot of times, you know, the person holding the mortgage, the landlord, are they getting assistance at that point to cover their costs for those places, or how does that work?
It depends on the state, and certain municipalities have been providing some landlord assistance, but no, there's no federal. I mean, but as part of this COVID legislation, the $600 crappy COVID legislation, there's $25 billion in there for landlord and rental assistance. The way that works is that you would have to apply for it as the landlord for your tenants. And we were doing research this morning on that exact issue, and it's not clear at all where you'd even apply for that. So I just imagine this three layers deep on how difficult this is for a tenant right now and a landlord. How does a landlord even know about this program other than like watching our show? Because it's gotten very little coverage in the mainstream media. So then if you're a landlord, okay, you hear about it. Well, where do you go to apply for it? When is it available? Do I go to HUD's website? Do I go to the IRS website where I went to get my stimulus money? Where do I go? What do I do?
Well,
there's no answer.
And a lot of times I think people get, you know, they're really hard on the landlords and they're blaming the landlords and stuff. But you have to remember, some of these landlords are small business owners. They're legitimate business owners that saw an opportunity and they want to help people. And they're not getting help either. So it puts them in it because they still have to pay. Like, you'll be behind on your rent, but they're behind on the mortgage. So it's like both people are getting behind. So it's not necessarily the landlord's fault in every situation.
Yeah, well, and, you know, look, it's a majority of landlords in this country are small business owners. They have like one property, a majority. There's very few of these Blackstone groups, which own thousands of rental properties, so these billionaires, right? Like Independence Homes and those types of places. Those very few of those big hedge funds. Most of them are like like my father-in-law, who has a warehouse that he inherited from his father in California. He collects rent on it from people that use the warehouse space, right? Or he, you know, somebody who has a townhome that they grew up in and they moved, but they kept it in their house and their family. They still have a mortgage on it and they're collecting rent from a tenant. Or, you know, that one landlord that made something of themselves and wanted to buy their first rental property and they bought a duplex and they rent out the unit next door to a family that lives next door to them. That's it. They don't own thousands of properties. And you're right. For most of those people, they have a mortgage. So now that family that has this property, they're providing a great place for somebody to live, but they're also paying the mortgage on top of that. Now the bank gets screwed because it's not getting the revenue. The city doesn't get paid because it's not getting property tax revenue. The schools get screwed because the property taxes go to pay for schools, right? The fire department, the police department, it's a whole circle. So that's why I've said for a long time on this show, you cannot just have eviction moratoriums. And while, yes, this is nice from the state of New York to keep people in their homes and not get kicked out, this is a Band-Aid solution. Like, it's only a temporary solution during these cold months to keep people in their homes and not throw them out. But I'm telling you right now, David's right, you need a permanent solution to this, which is rental assistance to make sure that these people can get caught up on their bills. They've lost their job through no fault of their own, and your federal government is screwing you because they'd rather pump money to billionaires than help you.
And at the end of the day,
for Pat Toomey to sit there and pretend like he doesn't have money is garbage.
Well, at the end of the day, it doesn't, like, all of the money, every single dollar that they give the American people goes back into the economy. Every single dollar. Because right now, they're not, people aren't worried about saving money right now. They want to spend, they want to pay their rent. So by giving the American people, even if you feel they don't deserve it, quote unquote, deserve it, they're putting it back into the economy. They're paying their landlords, they're paying the rent. It's all going back to the bank, and it just fixes this whole problem. They're trying to put Band-Aids on things when if they would just stimulate the people, which they should have stimulated in the first place instead of sending all this money to these big corporations, we would not be having this conversation.
Yeah, and for Pat Toomey to sit there and say that we're not having a macroeconomic catastrophe right now, and he said that the last quarter's GDP grew significantly. Isn't that what he said? He said the last quarter we saw a 30% increase in the economy. Yeah. Do you know where that money came from, by the way? That money came from us providing stimulus. It also came consumers buying groceries, consumers spending. Consumer spending was up. That's why we had growth in the economy. You want to help businesses, you want to help our economy, help the businesses get customers in the store. That's how you help businesses. If somebody has money in their hand, they can go to the store. That helps the business. That helps the economy. But some of his false stories about these big about the economy is also unnerving because a lot of the money that has been provided to Wall Street and these, you know, 0% interest loans where they've instead of investing in hiring people or research and development where it's supposed to be used for, no, they've been buying back shares of their own company, inflating the executives' pay scale at the executive level for these big for these businesses on Wall Street, artificially inflating their stock prices. The stock market is the most overvalued stock market I've ever seen. Thanks, Wall Street. Thanks to the Fed, who, by the way, is today announced that they will continue the mainstream lending program for businesses because of the awareness about it. Well, guess what? A lot of things happened. People ended up wanting to get some of these loans. So these small businesses are now suddenly starting to take advantage of some of these Federal Reserve loans to help these businesses. That's great. So the Fed is saying, you know, we're going to extend it through the new year. Great. I'm glad the Fed is helping businesses while your members of Congress continue to screw you over and not do anything to help you. One of the big things that'll be on President-elect Biden's plate in a short amount of time is student loan debt. I want to talk more about that, but I do want to tell you about our free newsletter. Please subscribe to our free newsletter. It's totally free. Delivered to your email inbox first thing in the morning. All you need to do to get it, it's very simple. Just go to morninginvest.com. That's our website. Sign up. And we cover about 5 or 6 news stories every morning that I think are important for you and your family. Progressive news stories that you won't see other places. We do it with a bit of humor. And you can read it over your cup of coffee. Just make sure it doesn't go to your junk folder. When you sign up, you'll get a welcome email. So just check your junk folder, or if you're using Gmail or something, check your newsletter folder or promotions folder, and then just drag it into your main inbox. So every morning, you'll receive our free newsletter. One of the big stories, though, I am following is the student loan forgiveness. How transformative would it be for you to have your student loans wiped away? Now, millions of Americans graduating college thought they would get a job, can't, and now their student loans are coming due at the end of this year. They have to pay them back. They don't have a job. They might be living with mom and dad. And it inadvertently, it adversely affects people of color in this country. Historically, black colleges, in fact, are very much the lenders who go after historically black college students are particularly predatory, in my opinion. And of course, there was a story just a few weeks ago that talked about how, you know, historically black colleges, where you have more people of color, they have more predatory lending, and they sit in greater amounts of debt. Stunning, I'm sure, right? Upwards of $100,000 in student loan debt for a job that's only going to end up paying them maybe $30,000, $40,000 a year. So millions of Americans are suffering under the weight of this debt. Elizabeth Warren, Chuck Schumer, had been calling for President-elect Biden to get rid of the student loan debt when he takes office. He had been talking about a $10,000 reduction in student loan debt. They've been pushing upwards of $50,000. And now there's a new proposal out this morning that would actually try to eliminate all of it. And there's a number of different senators getting on board with this, which is pretty exciting. And I'm hopeful that President-elect, when he becomes president, will in fact put pen to paper and wipe away the student loan debt. It would be absolutely transformative if we were to start eliminating student loan debt and provide free public college for our kids. You know, this all started in the 1980s. Back then, of course, during the Reagan era, the cost of college shifted away from states over to the students. It was a way of saying, we're going to take it off of the states and put it towards students. That's why when you still go to a state school, you're paying through the nose. You know, after tax limits passed in the 1980s, state governments were restricted then in the amount that they could tax and spend. So public colleges suffered as a result. By the late 1980s, tuition for public colleges was rising at a rate that outpaced rising incomes. And of course, Reagan's deep cuts to higher education funding and student aid only pushed the price up further. So between 1980 and 2014, the increase in college tuition, this is mind-boggling, went up 260%. That which is double other consumer items. Like if you think, oh, that's just inflation. No, it's like double or nearly triple other consumer items that we're used to paying for and dealing with inflation over a period of time. Student loan debt, though, skyrocket. These predatory lenders take advantage of people. And now this chicken is the rooster is coming home to roost. The chicken is coming home to roost.
Roosters. I think chickens roost on a nest, right?
Okay.
And
I guess. Let me know. But to wipe away all student loan debt could be one thing that we would see President-elect Biden tackle as soon as he gets in office. So right now, Alma Adams from North Carolina, Maxine Waters, Ilhan Omar, Aliana Presley, all Democrats, introduced a new resolution that calls for forgiveness of up $50,000 or more of federal loan debt. And of course, young voters who helped Biden win are the biggest advocates for this. And we're going to be watching it very closely because I think this could be transformative.
And to be clear, that's federal loan debt. So,
right.
Notre Dame.
Which is good because, I mean, that makes up, Notre Dame, no. So your private, no. But most loans, which right now sits at like $1.7 trillion in debt for American students. So there's very little of that debt that's not federal debt. So if mom, if Lori Loughlin wants to send her kids off to college, then she should have to pay for those, want to go to Stanford, want to go to Harvard and foot that bill. That's fine. But as far as public college with federal student loans, we should have that eliminated, and it should be taken care of for the United States. I mean, these are the progressive issues that I hope that we can bring more awareness to in this country. Free public college, Medicare for all, making sure that we at least have some form of basic universal income in this country. And we may start to see test beds of that in New York City. You know, Andrew Yang is running for mayor of New York City. Here's a guy who pushed very strongly for universal basic income. How amazing would that be if he's able to implement that in Manhattan? Heck, it costs $20 just to go through the Lincoln Tunnel. You mean to tell me you don't have money? New York City? I park my car in New York City for 5 minutes and I got a ticket. Even though, because I couldn't read the damn street signs. There's like five different street signs telling me five different things. And you get a ticket for $300. You have money. How much money you charge me for the subway, which you increase those rates every 5 minutes? Come on, man. And we can't help the American people, but we can certainly continue to make that money off of them. So the cost of all of these things keep going up, and we can't help them out. So one of the big questions is about Georgia on this stimulus question. I just wanted to bring this piece of news in as well here before we leave, which is, you know, how will this play out in Georgia? You know, Mitch McConnell is in a real bind here, because he does not want to pass stimulus checks, $2,000. And yet the two senators who are running from Georgia want it. Number one is David Perdue, of course. He wants it. He wants it bad. He flew to Florida to get the president to pass the $600 stimulus checks package. Begged him, basically. He says, President Trump is right. I support this push for $2,000 in direct relief for the American people. And Kelly Loeffler was on Fox and Friends speaking about the very same thing. She was asked about whether or not she would support $2,000 stimulus checks. I love both of them. First of all, both of their arguments is that, you know, when you vote for us as Republicans in Georgia, you're creating a wall against socialism. Because if Mitch McConnell loses and Chuck Schumer becomes Senate Majority Leader, this country's going to become, you're going to, I love Marsha Blackburn. Literally, this is what she said, the senator from Tennessee. She said, we've got to make sure that we win in Georgia. Otherwise, this country is going to turn into a socialist country. People are going to get this was her argument on the air. She said, people are going to get Medicare for all. She's like, they're going to get free public college. She said, we are going to have a Green New Deal. I was like, yeah, okay, keep going. This is sounding pretty good. So for all those Georgians right now that are suffering, wouldn't it be nice if they had universal health care? They lost their job, now they don't have health care. Wouldn't it be nice if they actually had health care?
So
what
you're
using the term socialist.
What you're telling me then is that people are going to get basically what you already have?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, because you as a senator, that's what you already get. You get this great health care. You get and by the way, you just gave yourself a nice big raise on top of it. You got yourself a nice new big raise. Well, here was Kelly Loeffler being asked that question on Fox. Take a listen.
More than $600 checks going to Americans. He wanted to increase that amount to $2,000. That's been passed now in the House. It's going to go to the Republican-controlled Senate. So will you support that bill, that encouragement from the president once it gets to the Senate?
Well, look, the president has fought for our country from day one. He continues to fight for every single American. I've stood by the president 100% of the time. I'm proud to do that. And I've said, absolutely, we need to get relief to Americans now, and I will support that. But look, here's the issue. Democrats have blocked relief time and again. That's why we're in this situation as a country. We've tried to pass that relief since this summer. Nancy Pelosi, Bernie Sanders.
Are you kidding me? Like, is she saying that with a straight face? On a day when Mitch McConnell literally just stuck his hand up and objected to passing the stimulus. Well, here the real issue is, you guys over on Fox, you know, we've been trying to pass this. We've been trying to pass meaningful stimulus all summer. That is a big pile of horseshit. No, you have not. In fact, you did not support stimulus checks, Kelly. Neither did David Perdue. But now that it's politically expedient for you to suddenly support it, now you do. I love how we can pick and choose what types of aid we can give the American people, right? Like, now it's politically expedient for her to support $2,000 stimulus checks. But what about universal health care? Like, how do you differentiate the two of them? Because one is perpetual, and they'd be taken care of for the rest of their life in this country, the wealthiest country in the world. And the other is just like some immediate little $2,000. We can move past that pretty quickly and get back to screwing people over and serving big business. But she said that's the big issue, is that Republicans have been wanting to spend this, do this all summer, but Democrats blocked it.
They've admitted that they held it up because they were playing politics with the lives of Georgians and all Americans around this election. And we have to hold Democrats accountable on January 5th because that's what's on the ballot. Who's going to fight for the American people? That's what David Perdue and I have been doing since day one, and we're going to continue to do that.
So, Senator, it sounds like...
Yeah, we've been doing that from day one. You know, we've never stopped fighting for you.
Right.
I mean, as soon as they do fight for you.
And as soon as they get elected, by using this as their you know, push, they're going to go back to, oh, no, sorry, we can't find that money. It's funny. It's like,
yeah. Oh, we couldn't do it.
We want to provide basic human rights. We want all these countries to provide basic human rights for people. And the funny thing is, the stimulus money becomes the provider of those basic human rights. Yet for these big businesses, that money is technically just a bonus. So you can choose to give these companies bonuses, or you could choose to give people their basic human rights. And they're choosing bonuses every time.
This little Christmas bonus. By the way, they were calling it a Christmas bonus. Remember?
Yeah.
I'm going to give people a bonus at Christmas. A little $600 bonus for you. While these big businesses continue to get billions of dollars from us. We'll just give you a little bonus. Hope you enjoy that little bonus. While Mitch McConnell, Turtle Boy, I just love how out of touch she is. But, the real issue, I got to tell you, Will, the real issue here is that Republicans have just been pushing for this stimulus all summer. You know, Mitch McConnell has just been tireless in wanting to help people. I mean, he's just so, you know, he just loves people. He's been really wanting to help people.
Look at that determination on that face.
I mean, he never gives up, right? He never gives up helping the American people. Oh,
that paparazzi back there is going to get a lot of money for this photo.
They're like, go, Mitch, can you get out of here, please? Can you, Turtle Boy, can you please just go back to your home? Get out of here. Get out of here, please. Here is Marsha Blackburn I was referring to, and I love this. So she's really worried about Georgia, right? She's really worried about what's going to happen in Georgia. And if we don't elect these two Republicans, we are going to head for a socialist future. I have a feeling, I'm starting to believe that people who use the term socialist don't even know what it means. People are like, Norway's a socialist country. No, it's not. It's a market-based country, an economy. And they have a higher standard of living than does the United States. They have health care. They have better universities. Higher standard of living, higher wages. And people don't leave. There's no mass migration out of Norway. In fact, families have been trying to get back to Norway who are of Norwegian descent because it's so good to live. Denmark, the same. On and on the list goes about countries that are better than the United States that take care of its people. People love to throw around the idea of socialists. People don't even know what it means. Here's Marsha Blackburn warning us all of the coming socialist agenda. Better watch out.
Senator Marsha Blackburn, a member of the Senate Judiciary and the Armed Services Committee. If Perdue and Loeffler lose, are Americans going to be looking at new and or higher individual taxes, higher corporate taxes, a carbon tax, a reinstatement of the Obamacare tax mandate, all of which will achieve what Joe Biden has planned, a $4 trillion tax hike?
You're exactly right. And he said...
why did I even come on your show? You just put all these words right in my mouth. That's why I love coming on this show, because it's just so easy. It's so easy for me to get softball questions. This is your mainstream media.
You're exactly right. And he said that he would repeal the Trump tax cuts. He would raise the business taxes. He would begin implementing the Green New Deal. And then they're going to put everybody into government-run health care. That means no private sector health care, no health insurance from your employer. And it means that 57 million Americans that are on Medicare, everybody will be going into Medicaid. They're also going to expand the Supreme Court and give statehood to D.C., a city, give statehood to D.C. and also to Puerto Rico, thereby having a Democrat majority that would be hard to ever get rid of. Now, that is their first 100-day agenda. And don't take my word for it. Take Chuck Schumer's word for it. He said, first, we're going to go take Georgia, not win it, not fight for it, not try to earn the vote, but take it. And then they're going to change America.
Okay. I've got a bridge to sell you if you actually believe any of that. Actually believe that they, like, through massive progressive agenda that Chuck Schumer actually wants to do that, or that President-elect Biden actually wants to do that. Remember, they want to try to scare you with this. Remember, Biden voted for how many wars? How many centrist people has he now nominated for his cabinet who want to expand the military-industrial complex? You're saying that. But what all you're saying is not true at all. Like, if maybe if Bernie Sanders were president, maybe some of this would happen. But wanting to put people into Medicare for all, Biden doesn't support that. That's why we're calling, you know, we've been calling here to force a vote on this, to bring this to the floor, to actually get Nancy Pelosi to bring it. They don't support this. Nancy Pelosi doesn't support it. Where are you making this up? Trying to scare people. In fact, you shouldn't be scared. You should be like, yeah, that sounds pretty damn good. Oh, you mean people will have health care during a pandemic? Oh, you mean colleges will be paid for? Student loan debt will be taken care of. Oh, and by the way, Washington, D.C., which is its own municipality that has no representation. You know, people that drive around D.C., their license plate, what does it say? Without representation, right? Or forget the exact phrase. What is it? Anyone who's from D.C., let me know. I forget taxation without representation, right? They're taxed, but they don't have any representatives that represent them in Congress. How horrible would that be to actually have representation? Oh, and by the way, they can't just vote and make Puerto Rico a state. Puerto Rico would have to vote themselves, and they never do. See, Puerto Rico likes getting subsidies from the United States government, but they don't actually want to become a state. It's not going to happen.
Well, how many of them have havens over there, safe havens over there? They don't want that to go away.
Right. All the rich people. That's not going to happen. All of the rich people have houses in Puerto Rico. Because if they go to Puerto Rico for 6 months and one day of a year, and the English-speaking schools and everything else, they don't have to pay any taxes. It's a tax haven for these rich people. That's why so many wealthy people have moved there. It's only 2 hours, so they don't even have to go to Florida anymore. They just go to Puerto Rico from New York City. All of these Wall Street hedge fund guys have homes in Puerto Rico. The only downside, of course, is when massive hurricanes come through and President Trump wants to throw paper towels at you and not actually help. And you don't have electricity for a year. Then that's a problem. But then if you're rich, you just fly back to New York City. So it doesn't really matter. There you go, folks. It's your big update for today. Go ahead and smash that like button. We've got, I think, 18,000 of you watching today. Great to see all of your 19,000. Go ahead and smash that like button if you'd be so kind. And right down here in the corner, hopefully you watch us every morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time, hit that little subscribe button. Right now, I think we still have our little Santa hat on there.
On YouTube
just
only.
Touch that. Just on YouTube only. If you're on Twitch, subscribe to us there. You're on If you're watching us on Twitter, go ahead and follow me there. If you're over on Facebook, you can follow me there as well. Are we streaming anywhere else?
Nope, that's it. Four places.
North Korea State TV?
Not yet. Okay. I've got our application in, but it's on hold.
We got a call in with Kim Jong.
Yeah. He thinks you're a little harsh on Trump, so.
Okay. Yes, we are on Twitch. We are, we're not streaming on Instagram. Unfortunately, with Instagram, we can't really pull that in. We could set up like a separate tripod and do it, but we couldn't do it that way, could we?
No, it's actually against terms of service. That? Yeah, it's against Instagram terms of service to stream other than with your phone over there.
And I guess it's the same thing with TikTok. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know about TikTok. I don't know if they even have they don't have a API that we can tap into, so it's probably phone only as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for subscribing to the old channel. Thank you so much for smashing that like button. Really, really appreciate it. And please share, you don't have to become a channel member if you don't want to. We would love for you to become a channel member and support independent journalism for the price of a cup of coffee once a month. You can do that by going to morninginvest.com/join. Very simple to do. Become a YouTube channel member. Thank you so much. You can see here in our chat, those are all channel members. So thank you. You can do that. But you can also just share the show. Like if you can't become a channel member, I get it. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Not everyone can afford to do that. So just share the show out with your family, friends, share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter, send it to a family member via email and say, hey, I watch this show every morning. You should check it out. Covering these progressive issues that you're not going to see covered in the mainstream media. That's what we do here every day. And we're expanding. We're trying new things. We're building out new graphics. We're doing all sorts of this stuff. We're going to be building a new studio within the next few months. I'm excited about that. So we are taking things to the next level. What else do we have in store? Anything else?
Oh, man. Just getting more dialed in and going to try to get more moderators for chat and stuff because chat is crazy. You guys are awesome. Moderators, all of you moderators that are helping on the channel and Discord and everything, we appreciate you guys so much and thank you for your hard work. And thank you, chat, for respecting the moderators. They're doing a great job of keeping things in order. And that's the thing. Like the reason we do the members only stuff is not a money grab or anything. It's to make this a better experience. You guys are having a great experience, and the members really love when we go into members only mode because we're actually able to have conversation. Sure, there's still thousands of members, but it's a lot better than trying to have a conversation in the sea of 20,000 chatters. So
right.
And yes, it is a monthly payment, but we have it set to the lowest it can go, which is $1.99 a month, and you can cancel at any time. And that's all through YouTube, so it's not through us. So all of your billing and everything will be from Google. So,
yeah, it's just handled through. It's like a subscription. So if you support our show in that way, thank you so much. It helps us continue to do that. Just a few moments ago, President Trump, we have some breaking news on the stimulus front, by the way. Just a few moments ago, President Trump tweeted $2,000 ASAP. That's your breaking news. Now, Josh Hawley also retweeted that. So he wants $2,000 immediately. Donald Trump tweeting $2,000 ASAP. All right. So today, 3 p.m. Eastern time, folks. 3 p.m. Eastern. I will be back, maybe covering the Senate as it goes into session. Mitch McConnell will see what Turtle Boy does this afternoon. Will he pass an up or down vote on individual stimulus bill? We will be watching him and his slow crawl.
Are Bernie ocean. Or AOC or any Democrats retreating Trump as well when he says things like that? Or, I mean, I can understand them not retreating the ones where he's like, I won the election, but are they retreating the $2,000 now? Or is it just Republicans looking for a boost?
Let me check Bernie. No, well, I don't see Bernie Sanders has not retweeted that, but he just tweeted it a few moments ago. So this is a new tweet just a few moments ago. So we will be keeping our eye on how this unfolds this afternoon. Will Mitch McConnell feel the burn? Will he feel the pressure? And if you're joining us late, by the way, I should mention once again, when Mitch McConnell combined and created this new individual $2,000 stimulus bill yesterday, this new legislation that he rolled out, here it is. and he would amend the $600 and switch it to $2,000. And it would amend the IRS tax code. Well, there's just one problem with that. That's illegal. The Senate cannot amend the tax code. They can't. Only the House can do that under the Constitution. So immediately, everyone was like, what are you doing, Mitch? Like, you're introducing legislation you know is blue-slipped and cannot pass? The House is the only one empowered to pass legislation that amends the tax code or passes revenue. You can't do it. Are you new around here, Mitch? You forget where you work? You too busy trying to get out of there? Just get back to the ocean? So we'll be watching all of this today. Much love to all of you. We will see you back here a little bit later. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
We had a lot of people asking about making this into a GIF. If you guys are in the Discord link is up there right now. Go over and join the Discord. Discord is a free chat service. It's like a chat app. There's a desktop version and a phone version for Android and iOS. And it allows you to connect with the community and keep the conversation going. I'll have my brother make a GIF of this. I'll grab this from Clayton and make a GIF of it and post it in there for you guys to share all over social for those that want to use it.
Yeah. I couldn't resist. Enjoy some music as we say goodbye and watch the slow descent of Mitch back into the ocean.